Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And 515-1 Tony Matthews, good afternoon in Dundalk.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you keeping?
Not so bad,
that's
thank
good.
You.
Now, Brexit has many people up the walls, big and small. But you're, what happened? Wallpaper.
Two rolls of fresco.
Fresco.
I don't like the word cocooning, but we're trying to adhere to all the restrictions. And myself and my hubby are here. And there's a wall going from our little dining room to our kitchen.
Okay.
And
you were sick of looking at it.
Yes. And he pulled off the wallpaper and he said, all the shops are shut. What am I going to do? I said, leave that with me. I'll get the wallpaper.
Good woman. Well done.
Yes. And I got online.
If you want
online.
The job done, leave it to a woman.
I got online, two rolls of fresco, €25, reduced to 20. Happy days.
Okay.
Paid €6 postage, €46 all told. Delighted with myself. I said, Michael, they'll be here maybe next week. And that was great. So they arrived on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And am I allowed to say the company that delivered it?
Yeah, because it's not their fault. Yeah.
Yeah. Ups van stopped outside.
Yeah.
And this fellow came in with this package and he said, there's COD on this, $26.39.
Sure, that's more than what you pay for the two rolls of wallpaper.
Yeah, and Michael said, pardon? And he said, look, he says, I'm sorry, everybody's complaining about this. He said, but I have to do this job, naturally enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to pay Ups, surely. So I got on to Ups then. And I waited 20 minutes.
It's UPS, sounds, yeah.
UPS,
yeah, well,
or whatever you call it.
Yeah, you're right.
And now it says here, tax is $8.24, and then other $18.15. So I rang and I asked, what did that mean?
Okay.
And they said, oh, it's our handling fees.
Whose handling fees?
It's Ups.
Oops, I didn't, okay.
Yeah, and that's the only answer
and
I could get.
And does that only apply from... But you paid. But if you paid postage...
I did, €6.
But that's on post, isn't it? They would have fired the Royal Mail, whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just came in a box.
And they didn't say... Did they mention Brexit?
No. He just said everybody is complaining about this. Everybody, he said.
And have you bought items before, Tony?
Oh, yes.
From the UK, and we haven't been hit with these extra charges.
No. Not
okay,
at all.
Stay with us, Tony. Hilary Murphy. Hilary, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
How are you keeping?
Good.
Now, what happened in your case?
We have a business here, Air Power Engineering. We're in the pneumatics and custom solutions, but our main business is with the likes of Bosch and Lomb here locally, Pfizer, those type of people, so multinational customers.
Right.
We brought in some parts from the UK last week, but they didn't get here.
Okay.
And like the previous lady, there's a prepayment to be made to DPD before they'll deliver the parcel to us. My problem is that we spent a couple of hours on the phone between Thursday and Friday and this morning trying to get through to DPD to make a payment because their website payment system is down. So after 20 minutes this morning, we finally got someone to answer the phone in DPD after 3 days.
Okay.
And we're told, oh, sorry, we can't take online payments. We can't take payments over the phone, I should say. It has to be done online. I said, but your online system is not working. It hasn't worked for days. Our IT department are looking into that. But where I'm left now is the parts that we need for a customer will be returned to our supplier in the UK.
And where are they now? Do you think they're in Ireland, Hilary?
No idea, Joe. No idea. All I know is that DPD have the parts. I called the local office. They told me to ring their head office. Rang the head office. They don't answer. Went on to their chat line on the website. That doesn't work either.
Now, did you use DPD before January the 1st?
Yeah,
before
absolutely.
Brexit. And was that an
no
issue?
Problems.
No problem. Okay.
No.
So the value of your goods, which are really, really critical goods in terms of if the business you're in, it's automation. The value, in other words, it can't be replaced or sourced here. The value of the good is what, €320? And how much are they looking for in charges?
€250 plus VAT. That's actually a separate order, Joe, that I spoke to your researcher about.
Yeah.
I have a few issues. One is my wife bought some tiles in the UK. And we thought the easy thing to do was get them down to, there's a local transport company here, Metrans. They have a depot in Birmingham. Okay. So I said, the easy thing to do, get the tiles down to Birmingham and we'll bring them across. Fatal mistake. It's about 2 weeks overdue now. And the customs clearance charges for the paperwork, we're looking at €250 plus VAT on an import of 328.
Good God.
So it's doubled.
And have you any alternatives? Can you bypass the? Can you source those parts elsewhere?
Joe, I'd say since January, we have diverted probably at least €50,000 worth of orders away from the UK.
And they can't.
We're buying this particular one. There's a distributor for Europe. He's based in the UK. It's an American manufactured part.
Okay.
So my only route to that part is to go through the distributor in Milton Keynes, and unfortunately he sent the stuff and now we're stuck. So I suppose the alternative for me is to try and talk directly to the company in the States and see can I bypass the UK. But I think from the UK's point of view, Joe, it's going to be horrific, the amount of business that they're going to lose.
And have you heard, because I've heard one major company, one household name in Ireland, they decided 2 years ago, they said, anything we source in the UK, the boss said, you're to source elsewhere in the EU. Yeah. Anything we source in the UK, just get them off our list.
Well, that's my policy from here on out.
Wow.
We were importing compressors from the UK, and we sell an awful lot of air compressors. We sell them to farmers, we sell them to the dentists, we sell them to, you know, across the board. And we are now buying direct from Italy. We were buying in the UK from a subsidiary of the Italian company. But now everything comes.
But is it much more expensive to buy from Italy? Leave out the time delay. Okay. Well, that's
exactly
fascinating,
the same
isn't
price.
It? Okay.
Yeah. But if you take us, Joe, as like a small company based in the southeast, if you look at what we've diverted away from the UK in the last few weeks, if you multiply that out people like me in Ireland, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And one of my neighbours told me yesterday that there was a lady on BBC Radio based in the UK who went on BBC Radio to say that she had bought a coat and say the coat was £200. When it came in, they asked her for, say, €60 or £60 because she bought outside the EU. And she said, I'm never going to deal with the UK again or outside the UK again. But they're the people that decided to leave.
To leave, Okay, Hilary, keep up to how you managed during the pandemic, which are really important business from what you say. I know a little bit about compressors. But.
Yes. Well, to be honest, we've a couple of guys working from home. We had no choice but to do that, to split up the team, because if we'd everybody in one location, obviously there's a chance if COVID came in, we'd be all gone.
Okay, because your parts are critical. I know the parts for your parts are critical, but the what you supply is critical for a lot of industries, as you say, Fijers, Bosch, and Lam, really important manufacturers. Hilary, stay safe and stay in business, you please? Stay in business as best you can. Well done. That's Hilary Murphy and Tony Matthews. Niall O'Loughlin, well-known artist. Niall, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Great to talk to you again.
Likewise. What happened in your case, Niall? What do you have to get from the UK?
Well, it's a specialist paper. It's A3, kind of a canvas printable paper.
Okay.
And I just want to say, if I could get it here, I would. And I've tried, but I just can't get it. So I think the paper costs £55.
Okay.
And your man arrives at the door with it. And he says to me, I was standing there with the cold morning. And he says, you owe me 45. I was like, 45 for what? And exactly like your previous callers, like, it was tax and, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So, I mean, I'm standing there, freezing cold. You kind of wasn't expecting it. So I just had to pay. So this whole rigmarole where they have to ring the office. They don't even have the machine to do it. So they ring the office to go get your card, put the order through, stand there, wait for it all to be approved, and then finally they give you the paper. But okay. He was telling me that this is happening to everybody, that he's on his way to a business park and they had a bill for 1900 that they didn't know was coming. So
wow, this is delivery and customs.
You know, it's like the previous caller said, though. Yeah. Like, I'm not political at all, but, I mean, the amount of business that's going to be lost in the UK. I mean, my friends in the UK are saying the same. It's already disastrous for them.
Wow.
I mean, people are just going to pull out. And the UK government, it was in the papers over the weekend, are actually encouraging UK companies to set up offices outside the UK to avoid having to pay the fees, which is madness-like. So, in other words, they're telling them to set up an office in Germany or Dublin or wherever, just so they can avoid paying the fees.
And can you source that specialist paper anywhere else now?
Look, as I said, if I could,
you would, okay.
I would. I've tried.
And the likes of K&M Evans or whatever can't bring it in, or maybe they, because they're a great supplier, as you know, K&M Evans and the various canvas art,
yeah.
All the different online offerings are great.
I really am
Ireland.
Trying.
Yeah.
Also, the printer I ordered 3 weeks ago, which I need for work as well, still hasn't arrived from a well-known kind of, computer company in Ireland, and just no sign of it. And they can't tell me when it's going to arrive. No idea.
Okay.
I mean, it's just you can't get through to them now. They just don't want to know. That was 3 weeks ago. You said it'd be there in 4 days, and that's 3.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so another example. There you go.
Don't let it, I hope it doesn't stop your output.
No, I mean,
because the last one I've seen is the brilliant one. Well, every one you do is brilliant. I know you did one of Trey from our program last year, and then you did Adam. Didn't you do Adam King over Christmas?
I think you retweeted that and everything, so I really appreciate that.
What happens to the originals of them? Because they're good, they're stunning.
Oh, well, I actually sent that down to Adam.
Oh, well done.
He put up a picture of him with it and sent me a little thank you card and everything.
That was super, yeah.
That's taken pride.
You had him as an astronaut there. And you captured his beautiful eyes as well, and his gorgeous, gorgeous
sitting
demeanor.
Down after watching the late late and doodling away, okay. And next thing I went, you know what? That's a good idea. So I just threw it up there on the internet, and then next thing you know, it's all over the place.
I know, you're a master at it. You really are.
Thanks, Minion Joe.
But do I call it? I hate calling it caricaturing because it's a portrait, but it's a portrait with accentuating aspects of it. So it's really, really, and people can see it on. I hope you have a website. Have you, Niall O'Loughlin?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
People can see your work there. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, bro. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Okay.
And
thanks. Yeah. Likewise.
Thanks.
Thanks indeed. Thanks indeed. Five Brexit shambles is the hashtag. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Hunting down scammers, these roofing scammers. Siobhan is there, Nora Kelly is there. Siobhan is in Dublin. I won't give any specifics. How much did they get off you, Siobhan?
1300.
Wow. For gutters?
For gutters. The gutters that were already there, I had leaks along the side of the house and it was annoying me. And I saw this website back and I just emailed them and I started to get phone calls from different people offering their services. So I agreed with one guy to come out. He came out with two helpers and van and gave me a quote of 800. And I got 800, like, no way. And then he said, I'll do it for six, you know. And so... Anyway, long story short, I said, yeah, okay, 6 minutes. So his two guys got up and were doing the roof, fixing the gutters, and I went down and got the money, and then I came back. And in the afternoon, I noticed that these pieces of kind of plasticky rubber things were on the ground, and he said,
I noticed that
your wood is kind of rotten around the top of your house, and I'm going, it looks all right.
Yeah.
He goes, Well, if you put this rubber all the way around, it'll
How much?
It'll cost you 800. And I'm going, 800? You're joking me.
I'll do it for seven.
I'll do it for seven.
So we're now up to 1,300.
1,300.
Did he get that off you?
I'm afraid so. I can't believe that I was done. I would laugh at people who would say,
I presume your gutters are no better, possibly worse, but they're no better.
No, absolutely. That's still leaking. They came back. He also got money off my neighbour as well, who he offered the same deal for 600.
Did you recognise anything familiar from the stories earlier? They arrive in a little saloon car. The ladders are on a roof rack on the car. Does that ring a bell?
He didn't have a saloon car. No, he had a kind of a van thing, a van. And
did you hear the name? What website did you use? The website is no responsibility, in fairness, and no blame.
Bark website.
Bark. Okay. Yeah. And the name that was mentioned earlier on inadvertently, did you hear that name?
I'm afraid I didn't. I didn't hear the first guy talking. It was my brother who got in touch with me and told me.
Well, can you describe the name without telling me the name? Do you know what I mean?
How can I do that?
Is it a family name? Is it a place?
It's an ordinary common name, an ordinary family name, how do you want me to describe it, Joe?
Okay, no. See, the company mentioned earlier on, was more to do with a place at the top of a small mountain. But that's not what they use a family name with you. Okay, stay there, Siobhan. I'm going down to Nace. Nora Kelly. Nora.
Hi, Joe.
When did they call to you?
They called to me last October, but it wasn't a roofing contractor.
Okay.
It was a gardener.
And how much?
That ended up being quite unusual. I arranged for the person to come. Show them exactly what I wanted done, and we agreed a price which I considered fair for the work to be done.
Right.
But the work wasn't carried out to the proper standard.
Right.
And improved on it a little bit, but to have it done to the standard I required, they demanded another €200.
Okay.
So I said, absolutely no way. So then I was just so fed up of him, I just wanted rid of him. So when it came to payment, he asked for cash. And I said, no, I said, I don't carry cash on me in the house. I said, I'm living on my own. So I don't deal in cash any longer. I only use cards or check. So I said, I can either transfer it to your bank account or I can give you check. So then I said, and could I have an invoice, please? So the next thing, he produces an invoice.
Okay.
But there was no VAT number and there was no invoice number on the invoice.
Okay.
And I said to him that it wasn't legitimate.
Right.
Also, the amount of money, he was adding 22% VAT. So I said, absolutely not. I said the price agreed was the full price.
Okay.
So
did he get money off you, Nora?
He got the amount I had agreed, and it worked out at over €100 per hour for work that was. And I pointed that out to him. I said, "You're charging over €100 an hour."
But did he
said, "Yes."
Did he do the work?
He did it about to one third the standard that you would expect.
Okay, but you feel.
And when he arrived, he gave me a business thing like a postcard showing photographs of different work carried out. Well, that was nothing like the work he did for me. And to get him to improve on it, I had to stand with him and make him improve on the work.
Okay.
But he didn't get the VAT and he didn't get the extra money. That's it.
And you didn't get the job you were hoping for either, the work done.
Oh, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
And do you want to tell me how much you got off you? Do you want to? Or?
Yeah, I think that we had agreed €375.
And that's what you gave.
Okay. And he did about 3 hours' work.
Okay. Okay. Nora Kelly, so, that's a nice. Thanks indeed, Nora and Siobhan.